American Language Course, Volume 2200, Tape 2203C. Hello, how's it going today? Good. Now, open your tape support material book to the material for Tape 2203C. Make sure you have a pencil or pen. You'll need one. Look at Figure 1. Do you see the 10 groups of 3 numbers? They are times. In this exercise, I will read a time. Listen carefully, repeat the time, and then circle either A, B, or C next to the time I read. I'll say each one 2 times. Okay? Take your pencil or pen and we can begin. Remember, listen, repeat, and circle A, B, or C. Number 1. 8:15. 8:15. 8:15. Did you repeat? And did you circle A, B, or C? If not, let's do number 1 again. Listen, repeat, and circle. Number 1, 8:15. 8:15. Number 2, 7:30. 7:30. Number 3, 10:20. 10:20. Number 4, 1/4 of 2. 1/4 of 2. Number 5, 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. Number 6, 1/4 after 8. 1/4 after 8. Number 7, 6:30. 6:30. Number 8, 10:20. 10:20. Number 9, 11:55. 11:55. Number 10, 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock. Now, let's go back to number 1 and check to see how you did. Put an X next to each one you got wrong. I hope you won't have any X's. Let's see. For number 1, I said 8:15. That's letter B. Did you get this one correct? How about number 2? I said 7:30. Did you circle letter A? That's the correct one. For number 3, I said 10:20. C is correct. For number 4, I said 1/4 of 2. A is correct. For number 5, I said 3 o'clock. C is correct. How about number 6, 1/4 after 8? A is correct. Number 7, 6:30. B is correct. Number 8, 10:20. B is correct. Number 9, 11:55. C is correct. And the last one, number 10, I said 12 o'clock. C is correct. How many X's do you have?
None, I hope.
Let's try another exercise with numbers. This time, let's practice using numbers in addresses and dates. Look at figure 2. Notice that the addresses and dates have some numbers missing. I'm going to read some addresses and dates. As I read them, listen carefully and write the missing numbers in the blank spaces. I will read each one 2 times. Ready? Let's begin. Listen and write the missing numbers. Number 1. 2475 First Street. 2475 First Street. Number 2. 1640 44th Street. 1640 44th Street. Number 3. 223rd Street. 223rd Street. Number 4. 3344 Euston Street. 3344 Euston Street. Number 5. 423 San Pedro Avenue. 423 San Pedro Avenue. Number 6. December 21st, 1960. December 21st, 1960. Number 7. July 7th, 1947. July 7th, 1947. Number 8. February 12th, 1865. February 12th, 1865. Number 9. 16 August, 1977. 16 August, 1977. And the last one, number 10. 31 October, 1953. 31 October, 1953. Now, let's check and see how well you did. Put a circle around the numbers you got wrong, okay? For number 1, the missing numbers are 4 and 5. For number 2, the missing numbers are 1, 6, and 4. Number 3, the missing numbers are 0, 0, and 2. Number 4, the missing numbers are 4 and 4. For number 5, there is only one missing number, 2. Number 6, the numbers are 1, 6, and 0. For number 7, the numbers are 7, 9, and 4. Number 8, the missing numbers are 2, 1, and 8. Number 9, the missing numbers are 6, 9, and 7. And for the last one, number 10, the missing numbers are 3, 1, and 3. How'd you do? If you don't have any mistakes, that's great. Let's go on to a different type of exercise. Look at figure 3. You see two columns. Column A has blank spaces. Column B has some statements. Read them silently. I will read some questions a bank clerk might ask you if you go to a bank. Listen carefully to the questions. Then select the correct answer from column B and write its letter in the blank space of column A. Ready? Let's begin. I will read each question 2 times. Okay, listen and select the correct answer. Number 1. Good morning. May I help you? Good morning. May I help you? Number 2. Do you have an account with us? Do you have an account with us? Number 3. Do you have any identification? Do you have any identification? Number 4. How do you want this check cashed? How do you want this check cashed? Now, let's check your answers. Put an X next to the ones you did not get correct. For number 1, I read, "Good morning. May I help you?" You should have answered with letter C. Yes, I'd like to cash this check. Number 2, I read, "Do you have an account with us?" You should have answered with letter B. No, I don't have an account with you. How about number 3? I read, "Do you have any identification?" And you should have used letter D. Here are my passport and my driver's license. And for number 4, I read, "How do you want this check cashed?" You should have written letter A. Let me have 3 20s, 6 10s, and the rest in 1s. How'd you do? All correct? I hope so. Write the number at the right. Okay, now let's practice some words from the reading, the sun and the earth. Look at figure 4. Here are some key terms you should know. Listen and repeat these terms after me, and then write them on the numbered lines. Okay, listen, repeat, and write. Right now. Right now. Did you repeat? And did you write the term right now on line number 1? Good. Let's continue. Listen, repeat, and write. Rotating. Rotating. Movement. Movement. Rotation. Rotation. Revolution. Revolution. Atmosphere. Atmosphere. Revolving. Revolving. Suppose. Suppose. Did you repeat all of these terms? And did you write them all correctly? Well, after the tape is finished, you can check your spelling with the words at the bottom of Figure 4. But now, read and say the 8 terms you just pronounced and wrote. Using the terms you wrote down, fill in the blanks of the paragraph at the bottom of Figure 4. You don't have to use every word. You have 2 minutes. Okay, let's check your work. In the first blank, you should have written revolution. The second blank is movement. The third is rotating. And the fourth is revolving. Listen to the paragraph. 2 words are used to describe the movement of the earth. Rotation and revolution. The word rotation is used to describe movement of the earth about its axis. We say the earth is rotating or spinning on its axis. At the same time, the earth is also revolving around the sun. This movement is called revolution. Did you fill in all the words correctly? Good. Now look at Figure 5. There are 6 groups of words. In each numbered group are 4 words. I'll read a sentence. You look at the group of words and circle the words that you hear me say in the sentence. Okay? Listen carefully and circle the words in each group that you hear. I will read each sentence 2 times. Let's do number 1 together. Listen and circle. Right now, the Earth is rotating on its axis at about 750 miles per hour. Did you circle the words you heard? Okay, listen again. Right now, the Earth is rotating on its axis at about 750 miles per hour. What words in number 1 did you circle? You should have circled Earth and axis. Right now, the Earth is rotating on its axis at about 750 miles per hour. So Earth and axis were the only 2 words in the group in sentence number 1. let's continue. Listen and circle. Number 2. Rotation and revolution are very important to us. Again. Rotation and revolution are very important to us. Number 3. One movement, rotation, gives us night and day. One movement, rotation, gives us night and day. Number 4. The other movement, revolution, makes the seasons of the year. The other movement, revolution, makes the seasons of the year. Number 5. What happens to the Earth's atmosphere if the Earth is going around the Sun at such a high rate of speed? What happens to the Earth's atmosphere if the Earth is going around the Sun at such a high rate of speed? Number 6. Of course, the Earth's atmosphere goes with it. Of course, the Earth's atmosphere goes with it. Did you finish? Okay, then let's check your work. Number 1 we did together. You circled Earth and axis, right? For number 2, you should have circled rotation and important. Listen again. Rotation and revolution are very important to us. For number 3, you should have circled gives and night. Listen. One movement, rotation, gives us night and day. For number 4, you should have circled other, revolution, and seasons. Listen. The other movement, revolution, makes the seasons of the year. Number 5, you should have circled happens, around, and speed. Listen. What happens to the Earth's atmosphere if the Earth is going around the Sun at such a high rate of speed? And the last one, number 6, you should have circled atmosphere and width. Listen again. Of course, the Earth's atmosphere goes with it. Did you circle all the correct words? I hope so. Look at figure 6. Let's practice some words with the sounds f and p. Listen and repeat after me. Column A. Fin. Fact. Fill. Wife. Riff. Laugh. Column B. Pin. Pat. Pill. Wipe. Rip. Wrap. Now look at figure 6 again. We are going to practice pronouncing one word in each group. You repeat the word that I say, then circle which word it was. Okay, look at the words, repeat each one after me, and circle the word you heard. I'll say each word 2 times. Ready? Listen, repeat, and circle. Number 1. Fin. in. Number two, fat. Fat. Number three, pill. Pill. Number four, wife. Wife. Number five, rip. Rip. Number six, lap. Lap. Now, let's check to see how you did. Put an X next to the ones you didn't get correct. For number one, did you circle the word thin in column A? That's the word I said, thin. How about number two? I said the word fat, also in column A. For number three, you should have circled pill in column B. Number four is wife, column A. Number five is rip, column B. And the last one, number six, is lap, column B. How'd you do? Write the number correct at the right. Let's try another one. Look at figure 7. And let's practice some words with the sounds th and th. Listen and repeat after me. Column A. Thin. Thought. Thread. With. Wreath. Death. Column B. Thin. Fought. Thread. With. Leaf. Death. Now look at figure 7 again. This time, we're going to practice pronouncing one word in each group. You repeat the word I read, then circle which one it was. Okay, look at the words. Repeat each one after me, and circle the word you pronounced. I'll say each word two times. Ready? Listen, repeat, and circle. Number one, thin. Thin. Number two, thought. Thought. Number three, thread. Thread. Number four, with. With. Number five, wreath. Wreath. Number six, death. Death. Now let's check to see how well you did. Put an X next to the ones you didn't get correct. Number one is in column A, thin. Number two, column B, thought. Number three is column B also, thread. Number four is column A, with. Five is column B, wreath. And the last one, number six, is column A, death. Did you get them all right?
I hope so.
Write the number correct. Well, we're almost finished. But before you go, turn to the evaluation exercise for tape 2203C. Read the directions carefully for each part. Then use your pen or pencil to complete the exercise. Your instructor will check your work when you have finished. Okay, do the evaluation exercise now. This is the end of tape 2203C.